USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying that later today it will release a fully unredacted transcript of a telephone call President Trump had with the Ukrainian president, during which time Trump is alleged to have pressured his Ukrainian counterpart into investigating Joe Biden and his son. It's prompted Democrats to declare a start to formal impeachment proceedings. The Republican ranking member of the House Judiciary Panel, Doug Collins, says he has a message for Democrats.
The House representative is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
A new Quinnipiac University poll shows Senator Elizabeth Warren with 27% of Democratic voters and independent voters who lean Democratic, while Vice President Joe Biden has 25%. Pollsters say, given the margin of error, that's a tie. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A white Dallas police officer who said she thought she was in her apartment when she fatally shot her black neighbor in his apartment last year had no drugs or alcohol in her system at the time, according to a police detective who testified yesterday on day two of Amber Geiger's murder trial. Prosecutors say Geiger should have noticed she was on the wrong floor, and they say she was distracted by a phone and text conversation. Her defense lawyers have argued she fired in self-defense, thinking that she was in her home and that Botham Jean was a burglar. Facebook says it will not fact-check statements made by politicians ahead of the 2020 elections. The social media site saying that it will not send content or ads from politicians to its third-party fact-checking partners. Facebook's vice president of global affairs and communications saying they don't believe it's an appropriate role for Facebook to referee political debates. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Fox News says it's sorry after a guest called Swedish teen climate activist Greta Thunberg mentally ill. Conservative commentator Michael Knowles made the comment about the 16-year-old during The Story with Martha McCallum. Another guest and the anchor filling in for McCallum did both take issue with the comment immediately. Thunberg has spoken openly about having Asperger's syndrome. The Federal Communications Commission is now probing Sprint for pocketing millions of dollars in subsidies. Those were subsidies given to help low-income households get both cell phone and broadband services. Estimates say that Sprint might have been taking more than $8 million a month, and it's unclear how long it might have been going on. The Colorado Theater, where a gunman killed 12 people 7 years ago, will not be showing the new Joker movie next week. Family members of five victims sending a letter to Warner Brothers about their concerns and asking the studio to donate to charities that aid victims of gun violence. The 2012 shooting happened during a showing of The Dark Knight Rises, another in the Batman series. This new movie is another take on the Batman villain, and some survivors were afraid it could encourage a potential shooter. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.